And it's time again. It's Radio Fishing Time. And this is Fishing Frank. Merry Christmas, y'all. And we have Captain Carl. Now, Carl's KB Backcountry Charters. And if you click the picture next to this little radio clip, it'll take you to Carl's page and his Facebook. You see all kinds of pictures and stuff. And Carl, you just were out on a charter again. How'd it go?
Not bad. I had a trip 2 days ago. The water was incredibly low, so it made the fishing pretty tough that day. Fishing started off till about 10 o'clock. It was really slow. We only had a couple fish, a couple trout here and there. We started off down towards Burnt Storm Marina, fished the grass flats out there, trying to kill some time until the water came up. Once the water came up, we started moving back up towards the upper part of the harbor. I've been doing a lot of fishing up in the upper part of the harbor lately.
Well, now that's actually a pretty good strategy, and I'm going to take a second to clarify that for people. And the reason Carl went down south towards Burnt Store and all that to wait for the water to move is our water comes in from, you know, Gasparilla, Boca Grande, Captiva, Redfish, Ponarasa, all these passes the water comes in from. So we get water first south in the harbor, and then the water comes north. And most of the captains who are pretty good and actually do catch fish will go and follow that tide up and work with the water as it comes in and as it excites the fish, gets everything going. So it's a really good strategy to go down, head south, and then work your way north and follow that tide.
This time of year, a lot of my main fishing is in either muddy areas, areas that have concrete, or areas that have dark grass.
Concrete. Okay, you get it.
Like seawalls.
Gotcha.
All three of those things hold and create heat in the wintertime, so those are three good things to look for in the winter. Like around the Mayaca cutoff area is an excellent place because it's so muddy. It's actually a few degrees warmer, and that few degrees warmer will help out a lot.
When you get a sunny day and you have black bottoms, concrete seawalls, and all that, it does generate heat. Mm-hmm. And like in the summer, we're waiting for that fresh, cool, salty water. In the winter, those outgoing tides where you can get that warm water coming out of those little back bays that are so hot because with that black bottom, shallow brown water, it just solar collects. Mm-hmm. And it'll come up 10 degrees warmer than everything else.
Yes, it does. The trout fishing has been incredible lately. Every grass flat that we pretty much have has good trout in it. The bigger trout that I've been finding have been down towards like the Burnt Store area. Fishing about 3 to 4 foot of water. A shrimp under a popping bobber has been working excellent.
Now, I'm going to say, Carl, you are known for some monster fish. I mean, you are one of those crazy captains who's got to run all over until he fights these big, huge monster reds, these monster drum. You just love big, big fish. Yep. So, okay, I would sit here, wait, you're talking about the trout and the popping corks and all that. Okay, we get it. All right, what'd you end up with?
Well, we finally worked our way back towards the Mayaca cutoff. There's a lot of redfish up towards the cutoff right now. We went up there. We started throwing a lot of cut ladyfish and shrimp under a bobber for the redfish. And we tell you what, once that tide came up, we really started getting into some good redfish in the cutoff area. All of our snook we got out of the canals, pitching around the docks.
What's the average size snook you're catching? Slot limit or?
They're 20, 22 to 30 inches right now. There are still a lot of big ones out there. I've been getting a lot of them on X-Wraps and Zooms. They're a hard bait. You could throw it out there and just reel it in. It'll work itself.
Yeah, like my dad says, Frank, that's a bait for you. It's an idiot bait. You know, you throw it out, you reel it in, it'll catch a fish.
So. The all-white pearl's been working good for the snook. As the redfish, new penny shrimp has been, gulp has been working excellent. I've been throwing it with a weedless hook and just bouncing it out of the dark grass.
Now, are you using a weedless hook with the weight on them?
Yes.
And have you tried the new Rockport Rattler we got?
Yeah, I love them. I'll actually just take a shrimp and just tip it with a shrimp and throw it out there and bounce it out of the sand holes with the shrimp on there.
It's a weighted worm hook, so you can rig it weedless, got the pin in it, crank it in, and do that. But in the weight, they put a glass rattle. It's actually really cool. It's not any more pricey than the owner stuff for all that. I mean, it's not cheap, but I mean, it's not any more than, I mean, I'm a child of the 60s and 70s, so everything's expensive to me. But yeah, it's actually not bad. I was wondering if you'd use them because everybody's giving great reports.
They work good. I mean, I use them. The only thing I have a hard time using them with is that 10X bait, because that 10X has a hard time sliding over that fat part on where the head is.
Yep.
But that's the only bait I have a hard time using it with.
Yeah, I tried it on the DOA stuff. It worked real well. Mm-hmm.
DOA, the gulp, all of it works good.
Now, when you were over by the cutoff, were you inside the cutoff or were you on the outside of the Hog Island side on the Myakka River?
I was on the Myakka River outside.
Outside on the Hog Island. Well, as you're going up the Myakka River, the right side, the Hog Island shoreline. Yeah. And how are the redfish there? Is it mostly small slot?
No, they're good medium-sized slot fish to up or over slot. I've caught 30-inch reds there this past week. Inside the cutoff has some really big snook in it. Getting in there is going to be another story, especially with this low water right now that
and
we have.
Don't run on plane trying to get a Myakka cutoff. Shut down, idle yourself in, or you could be spending a week back there.
You do not want to get stuck in there. It's all you'll sink past your knee if you have to get out of the boat. It's bad. Be careful.
And I've hit the airplane one time. I just put a brand new four blade stainless steel prop on. I mean, it was a $400-some prop, and I'm going along. I cut that corner going into the narrows a little too close. Bam!
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, my brand new stainless steel prop is all bent. I don't know. I mean, drugs make you stupid. I mean, there's no other thing about it. Here you're going around, you're delivering drugs in and out of Charlotte Harbor, which was the big thing back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And this idiot crashed his plane in the Myakka Cutoff. And now you can't see it. You can't go there and go, oh, gee, look at the crashed plane. It's under the mud, but just barely. And on a low tide, that low tide, boy, it'll get you. Oh, man, I when you go through the beginning mouth coming from the harbor, from the south going north up the Myakka River, up the cutoff, you go through the big area. Right before you get to the little narrows, make sure you're centered in that channel. Mm-hmm. If you're on the right-hand side,
you will hit it.
Yeah, it's
solid. You don't want to hit it.
I wouldn't think a plane would be that tough. You know? Aren't they supposed to be little thin, flimsy things that are just, bam, all the blades go flying? Oh, well, anyway, so you've been doing pretty good on the charters. I mean, you really go around and hunt for these fish.
Yeah.
I mean, you're fishing from the Hog Island all the way out through Placida, and I mean, you really race around and look for these fish. Well, that's what young people do, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I have time, so I like to get out there and make the best of it.
Yeah, that's good. Captain Carl is with KB Charters. One last question. Well, it's a three-part question. I know you're going on a charter this afternoon, so give them, if they want to go out and catch some trout today, where would you go? What are you going to use? And we know you're going to try and catch trout, but where would you go to try and catch trout today?
Actually, today I have a trip. My trip today is out in Boca Grande. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go catch greenbacks, white bait. There's still a lot of bait that's out in Boca Grande right now. We don't have too much in the harbor. I'm going to go cast nets a whole bunch of bait real quick. And then I'm going to go to Whitten Creek area, the grass flats, try to target some trout in the grass flats there. Then I'm going to eventually move to the potholes and fish for redfish in the potholes and snook too. There's actually been a lot of flounder out in Boca Grande along the beaches around Bird Island and all that.
On the backside of Boca, in the intercoastal?
In the intercoastal.
Cool.
I've been just using greenbacks on a jig head or a shrimp on a jig head, and I've been catching a lot of flounder out there like that.
Well, I'm going to pay for the Rockport rattlers for you to take. So I want you to take one and stick it on a greenback or shrimp or whatever, and just try it, just the jig head and a piece of bait, and let me know what happens.
Yes, sir.
The only reason I'm kind of doing that, I got to, when I called up to order the stuff, I got to talk to those people over there. They're in Texas, and they're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real nice family. And let's face it, everybody, I support American-made products.
Yep.
I like innovative products, and they did a nice job. So I want you to try some of those today with just your bait and see if that rattle helps off a little bit. Anybody you're going to wish Merry Christmas to?
No, just everybody down at Fish and Frank's, like, wishing Merry Christmas, my mom and dad, and everybody that comes down to the shop and supports us. Thank you.
And what about the 6 girlfriends you got?
Oh, no.
You're not going to wish any of them Merry Christmas?
No, I don't have no 6 girlfriends.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. I just I wish I had a picture of this. I should be taking a picture.
Yeah, I'm a little red right now.
Well, this is Fish and Frank. Merry Christmas, y'all. And this is Radio Fishing, and we're just... This is Fish and Frank's. What can I tell you? It's just all wrong. Captain Carl, click his picture next to the thing here that says Radio Fishing, and see all about Carl. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.